Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we're back live from the Georgia Aquarium Ballroom. It is absolutely beautiful here. I'm here with my co-host, Shay Thomas. How's it going, Shay?
It's going good. This is a lovely setup we got here.
Yeah, everyone's in their finest. It's quite nice. The drinks look good. Everyone's enjoying them. And we're here with WIT Connect today. And with us on this episode, we have Gene Holly, the Group SVP and CIO for Brambles and CHEP. How are you, Gene?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you on the show here today. And tell me a little bit about Brambles and CHEP and what you do for them.
Certainly. Brambles is a company most people wouldn't recognize. We are actually traded on the Australian Stock Exchange. We're a supply chain and logistics company. But in its simplest terms, if you think about it, anything that you're wearing, you're eating, or you're using got to you in some manner, and we made it happen. So we work with primarily the large manufacturers. We palletize things, and we get them logistically to retail stores where they can be bought. We do that for fruits and vegetables and all kinds of foods.
So you're a logistics company for a lot of different products.
Yes, we do that worldwide.
So do you guys plan where they go or find, for example, say a clothing company hires you guys. Do you figure out where it needs to go or just how it gets there?
No, it's already predetermined where it's going to go.
Okay.
For example, like Walmart, for example.
Right.
Walmart has all kinds of different manufacturers that they sell their products. So we work with the manufacturers and we work with Walmart. And Walmart will say, move something from point A to point B, and we do.
You find the most cost-effective way to do that.
Absolutely. We also move a lot in the grocery store arena, things like food. No one wonders how their Captain Crunch got to the grocery store, but we make that happen.
We're glad it did.
Yes. And then fruits and vegetables as well. So we do that worldwide, though. That's what's probably unique about it. CHEP is one of our brands or one of our companies, and that's the blue pallets. So if you walk into a Sam's or a Costco or a Walmart and you see blue pallets, that's our stuff, and that's how that product got there.
So do you have other arms besides CHEP from Brambles, or how does that comprise?
Yes, we do. We have another one called IFCO, and IFCO moves a lot of the fruits and vegetables worldwide around there. So, next time you look at your banana or your, strawberries, for example, those got there because we made them happen from the growers all the way to the grocery store. So it's an interesting company, and you can imagine I head up IT there, so the supply chain and logistics and just making sure that all the products get from point A to point B, working with the third-party logistics, the carriers, the trucks, and all of that are things that we help make happen.
So tell me a little about the challenges of being the CIO. I know information technology can get a bad rep sometimes of, oh, it's down for maintenance again. How convenient. So how do you battle that and keep on top of things in your field?
Well, we've got a global IT team that we've actually moved the core group of the decision makers here to Atlanta. And we've got a global footprint. So we've got IT people in South Africa, in London, all over the world, Sydney, Australia, the U.S., and we run everything off of a single data center, so that helps. But we're always looking at where technologies are going and what can we bring in, what can we implement to help things run in a more optimal manner and much smoother. And as you can imagine then, the workforce that we have in IT, I'm going to bring this in and link it to WIT, if you don't mind.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was about to do that right then.
Because this is
doing half my job for me. That's great.
Usually why we moved to Atlanta. We moved our U.S. North America headquarters from Orlando, Florida, to Atlanta. We're newbies in the Atlanta area, and we moved here a little under 2 years ago.
Okay.
And the reason being, we wanted to be closer to some of our large customers. We're a global company, so we needed to be near a very large airport. But then the main thing was the talent. And we knew that we could find good talent here, not only in the IT arena, but supply chain, HR, you name it. So we actually relocated a large piece of the company here to Atlanta. From an IT perspective, we were also looking at the talent and saying, couldn't we hire good, diverse talent? So I am very pleased to report back, here, almost 2 years later, we have found just what we thought we would. And we just need to keep cultivating that good talent and diverse talent.
And that's in no small part thanks to WIT, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm a hardcore engineer.
Okay.
And I'm not in my 20s, let's just say that. And so, you know, I've been in engineering. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But you know, there's not a lot of women who do what I do in first place, you know, from a CIO perspective. There's not a lot of women that just gravitate to science, technology, engineering, or math. And so it's all about, you know, creating more jobs in there, but making people understand there are wonderful careers in this space. And I like to sum it up by saying, you know what, if you go into a STEM field and you're a woman, or if you just go into a STEM field, you will not be unemployed unless you don't want to work. There are so many jobs out there.
Well, I know in general the demand for good technology people or employees is so high right now. But even more than that, like you said, if you're a woman in one of those minority groups, that I mean, it's just so easy for you to get a good job and stay there, and especially if you love it.
You know, it's easy. You would think that it's easy. It's kind of hard to be found, first of all.
Okay.
So organizations like Women in Technology make it easier for that matching process to happen. It's also, though, key to have mentors into these fields. You know, and I'd say I've been doing this for over 30 years, and there were not many women who worked in the steel industry or the heavy manufacturing like I did. And there weren't a lot of mentors who could say, hey, look, I've had 3 kids. I went on maternity leave. Or I've juggled daycare and working full time or traveled internationally. And so I think that network of women, it's just key to have that. And WIT helps to make that happen as well.
So tell me a little bit how you found WIT and maybe some specific examples of how they helped you guys find the people that you needed.
That's a great story. So coming into the Atlanta market, you know, I came in from Chicago. I relocated personally from the Chicago. And Chicago's got amazing networks. And I knew that the same existed here. And so I actually learned of WIT through my CIO network and through fellow CIOs. And I said, so where do you find your good talent pools, and how do we find talent pools that are all mixes and different backgrounds and whatnot? And very quickly, four or five people gave me the same answer of WIT. You've really got to know WIT. So personally, I really wanted, this is just right up my alley. I wanted to know who they were and know more about that. So we engaged with WIT. And WIT, I would tell you, has just complemented many of the things that we've already had in place to find good, diverse talent. But, when I met Vicki Hamilton, I'm just going to tell you, she would start a sentence, I could finish the sentence. I would start a sentence, she could finish the sentence. So you talk about alignment, it was there, absolutely. And it's just heaven. So this event that we have tonight, we're new to this area, we're new to WIT, and we're actually going to be on the auction block tonight.
That's how
passionate we feel about it.
Wow.
So all of my direct reports, we're going to put ourselves on the auction block and find out what we're worth, but we are going to really stir up some fun auctions and get some money going here for WIT.
Well, I can definitely speak to the smile on your face because, I mean, everyone has that same smile. Everyone has the same energy here, so WIT is doing some fantastic things. It's just been so great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Where can people go to learn more about Brandels & Chep?
You know, we've got great websites. We are revamping those.
Okay,
so
good.
You can go to brambles.com or chep, chep.com, ifgo.com, any of them, they'll all direct. Or if you just Google, I'll just tell you, just Google me, we can get you there, Jean Holley.
And that's Holly, Holley, correct?
That is correct.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Jean.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer here for Shay Thomas. We'll be back in a few, live from the Georgia Aquarium at WIT Connect.